Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is October the 19th, 2021. So what I've been thinking about recently is all the opportunities that we have to share the gospel. In the past, if we were going to share the gospel with someone, it would require a personal meeting. We might have to start a gospel conversation with someone we meet in the store or at a restaurant or something like that. Or we might go door knocking to share a gospel tract or to speak the gospel to them. Lots of ways that we used to share the gospel in the past. But in the world we live in today, those are not the only ways to spread the gospel. Of course, those are still needed and they are highly effective. But there are not the only ways to share the gospel. We can make the glory of God known through our social media accounts. Most of us have a social media account, maybe even multiple accounts. So we should use them to share the gospel. The people in our world today are attached to their phones. Their whole life is tied to their phones. Often they are clicking on many different types of information. Maybe they'll click on something that you share. So share away. Saturate your news feed with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Post a picture to Instagram with a scripture on it or something else. Share a post from someone else. I don't know all the ways. I'm even thinking about TikTok and how to utilize it. Anyway, get the word out there. I've been thinking about how many people will just click on something that, you know, they may not talk to you personally, but they might click on a video or they might look at your news feed or something like that. Even these devotions that we share, I've thought about how many people might click on and listen to a devotion sometime. They wouldn't come to church. They wouldn't darken the door of the church. That they might not even listen to an entire sermon, but they might listen to a five-minute devotion. So I've even thought about how impactful that is and how that I need to start thinking about maybe sharing the gospel more. I know it's for us who are Christians, but maybe I should share some of the blessings of the gospel. And so that's what I'm going to do. Today I want to highlight the blessing of mercy. If each of us are honest with ourselves, we recognize that not every word or action in our lives have always been good or righteous. As a matter of fact, if we are honest with ourselves, if we look back in our lives, some of us might say we had some pretty bad things in our lives. We committed some fairly wicked sins. And you know, if we're honest with ourselves, that some of the things that we've said and done may be perceived as evil by some. You know, we all have skeletons hiding in our closet. But when we think about the gospel and what God does for us, we recognize that when we look into the Word of God, one of the things that we find out is that God is a God of mercy. As a matter of fact, in Numbers 14, 18, it says, "The Lord is long-suffering and of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression." And there's a lot more that's said in that passage of Scripture, but I want us to think about that. The Lord is long-suffering and is of great mercy, forgiving iniquity, forgiving sins and transgressions. What a blessing that is. God is long-suffering with us. He doesn't bring judgment upon us the moment we commit a wrong or the moment we commit a sin. We rebel against Him and His authority, but He didn't punish us immediately. When we are born again, we realize just how long-suffering and merciful God is. You see, when the Lord begins to deal with our hearts, He begins to reveal our sinfulness to us. As Paul says, sin becomes exceedingly sinful. Paul began to understand how guilty he was before God. And as God begins to reveal our sinful condition to us, God begins to bring us to the point of an understanding of our guilt before Him. And when we begin to understand our guilt before Him, we begin to comprehend the depth of mercy. And the depth of mercy of the mercy of God is open to us. In the past, we might have thought that we were pretty good guys. But when we understand mercy, we realize that we weren't so good after all. we realize that God would have been perfectly right to punish our sin immediately. He could have and should have sent us to hell a long time ago. But however, when we come to the realization of our sinfulness before God and we begin to see Jesus Christ, we begin to realize that God is merciful. We understand what we find in Lamentations 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. We understand that we are guilty before God and worthy of judgment. But God, because of His love for us, was long-suffering and merciful. He brought us an understanding of our sins. He showed us our guilty position before Him. He created in us a new heart which could cry out to Him in repentance and faith, and we are born again. You see, because of His long-suffering and mercy, we now enjoy the benefits of forgiveness and justification. What a blessing it is to be born again and our sins to be forgiven. Don't forget it. The blessing of mercy. Let's pray. Lord, today we come to You in prayer, and we're thankful for mercy. I pray, Lord, today that we would count the ways in which You are merciful to us. I pray that as we count those ways, that we would understand the greatness of Your love for us. Fill our hearts with love. May we make our bodies a living sacrifice unto You, because we understand Your love for us. We thank You for Jesus and understand He is the reason that You are merciful to us. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hope you enjoy the blessing of the understanding of mercy today. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.